Welcome to the Seed Pod for Beginners. I'm Miss Ashley, and I'm so glad you are here with me today as we sing and learn about God through nature and the Bible. Heavenly Father, please bless all the boys and girls who've joined us today. Help us to learn so much more about you and come close to Jesus. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Hi, Hudson and JJ. Guess what animal I saw on my walk today? It was a little rabbit. It hopped so fast, I only saw it for a second. God made rabbits fast so they could get away from danger. He also takes care of them by changing the color of their fur coats to hide. Let's sing Little Rabbit Hide.
Little rabbit hide in your brown furry coat. Little rabbit hide in your brown furry coat. You are hard to see in your brown furry coat. That's how Jesus takes care of you. Little rabbit hide in your brown furry coat. Little rabbit hide in your brown furry coat. You are hard to see in your brown furry coat. That's how Jesus takes care of you.
I always tell my girls, Mommy loves you, Daddy loves you, and Jesus loves you. When they go to sleep, Jesus loves you the very most. Let's sing Jesus Loves Me More.
I know my mommy loves me. She loves me. She loves me. I know my mommy loves me, but Jesus loves me more. I know my daddy loves me.
Have a lesson today about your heart. Where is your heart?
In my chest.
Yes, it's inside your chest. And what does it sound like?
Boom, 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 boom.
That's right. It sounds like boom, 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 boom. Do you know why it makes that thump, thump sound?
Blood.
Yes, that's right. Your heart is pushing blood through your body on little roads, like little arteries. And so what you hear is boom, 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 boom. The blood that goes around in your body gives your body oxygen, then returns up to your lungs and back to your heart, taking different roads called veins. If you look on your body, you might find some little veins. Veins look like little blue lines under your skin. You can look on your wrist, on the top of your hand, maybe on top of your feet, or maybe somewhere else. Let an adult show you. When we work harder, our heart works harder. You can feel the pulse, the thump, 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 thump. There's a spot by your neck, there's a spot by your wrist, and there's some other spots. That's called your pulse. Do you think your heart is working harder when you're sitting or when you're jumping?
Jumping up and down.
Yes, when you're jumping up and down. You want to have a strong heart. Exercise makes it stronger. Exercise like climbing up stairs or jumping on a trampoline or jumping up and down on your floor or running around, rolling, crawling. All those things can make your heart stronger. God not only wants our heart strong to keep our body going strong, but God wants our heart strong with love. Who made your heart?
Jesus.
Jesus did. Our story today is about how Jesus healed the little boy. Heavenly Father, thank you for the Bible. Please teach us as we learn about this little boy and how much you loved him. In Jesus' name, amen. Our Bible storybook tells us about a little boy who got very sick. He was so sick, the doctor said that he would die. The little boy's mommy and daddy were very sad. Then someone told them that Jesus was near. Jesus could make sick people healed. The parents had tried giving doctors money, but they couldn't heal him. "I will go see Jesus," the little boy's daddy decided. He hurried as fast as he could to where Jesus was. "My little boy is sick," the daddy told Jesus. "Please, please help him be well again." Jesus knew that the daddy didn't really believe that he could make him well. The daddy looked into Jesus' face. It was so kind, and Jesus talked with him. Then the daddy knew that he needed to trust Jesus. If he could trust him, maybe he could make him well. Oh, how that daddy hoped that his boy wouldn't die before he got to see Jesus. He hoped that Jesus would really make him well. "Jesus, please come before my little boy dies."
"You can go back home," Jesus said. "Your son is well."
Jesus was glad that the daddy had chosen to trust him. What did Jesus say to that daddy?
"Your little boy is well."
Then the daddy was very happy. He was so sure that Jesus had made his boy well that he didn't even rush back home. He took his time going home. Peace was in his heart. He knew that God was with him. When the daddy got close to home, some servants ran out to meet him.
"Your little boy is well," they said. "Your little boy is well."
Would you be so happy if you were that daddy?
Oh, yes.
The daddy asked, "When did he get better?" The servants told him. The daddy smiled. His little boy got well at the same time that he had been talking to Jesus. The daddy was so happy. Guess what he told everyone about? He told everyone about Jesus. And they love Jesus too. Jesus wants us to be sure that he can help us. Does Jesus want us to love and trust him? Yes, he does. Let's all trust Jesus and love him. It's memory verse time! Our memory verse this week is Hosea 6:1. It's really short. "He will heal us." Only 4 words. Do you have a boo-boo? Jesus makes boo-boos better. You can point up to the God in heaven when we say, "He will," and then point to one of your boo-boos when we say, "Heal us." "He will heal us," Hosea 6:1. Let's try it together. He will.
He will.
Heal us.
Heal us.
Hosea.
Hosea.
6:1. Dear Jesus, we love you.
We love you.
And trust you.
And trust you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
For always helping us.
For always helping us.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen. The daddy of the little boy was so glad that Jesus healed his son. So our closing song today is "I'm Glad Today."
I'm glad today, I'm glad today, for my good health I'm glad today. Thank you, God in heaven. I'm glad today, I'm glad today, for my family I'm glad today. Thank you, God.
Bible study material used in today's devotional podcast was used with permission from My Bible First. If you'd like your own copy, go to mybiblefirst.org. To download today's coloring picture and for more programs like these, check out the description box below and visit our website, startingwithjesus.com.